Hi, this is Kathleen from Crystalline AccuCare. So I'm going to guide you through a 15-minute chakra clearing meditation. And what you will need is just a comfortable, quiet space for about 15 minutes, maybe 20, and bring yourself, bring to the meditation a cleared crystal. What I mean by cleared is any kind of crystal, quartz or selenite or even a turquoise or something that you've got, a bead, some beads or whatever. It'd be very nice to have something with a point on one end, and run it under some water or put it in the sunlight before you come to the meditation. So you have a nice clear channel. Crystals absorb energy, and they need to be cleared every now and then to keep them working well. So once you have that, come into a comfortable seated position, spine straight, pressing sit bones into the earth and crown chakra into the sky, and really feel yourself coming into a nice, stable, seated position, and breathe in, up the back, and over the front of the body as you exhale. It's a nice circular breath. Come into gratitude. I always like to just sit and hold into a space of peace and ease and relaxation and gratitude for being here now. Gratitude for life. Gratitude for my loved ones. For my determination and willingness, and yours, to continue to heal and evolve and grow. So come to a nice, relaxed awareness of your breath, breathing a soft belly, deep belly breath, and then bring the breath fully up and over the top of the head, up the spine, over the top of the head, and down the front of the body, exhaling a nice, deep, relaxed breath. Again, breathe in, soft belly, up the spine, over the top of the head, and down the front of the body. On the third in-breath and exhalation, up the back and then over the front of the body, come down the front of the body and drop a grounding cord from your pelvis, sits bones, tailbone area into the earth. So you're very deeply rooted into the Mother Earth. And breathe that energy in. And as you come up the spine and over the top of the head, open your crown, top of the head, like a beautiful lotus flower. So roots deep in the earth, crown opening to the sky. A beautiful conduit between heaven and earth. And exhale. So we're going to engage three energy medicine tools to execute the chakra clearing process. So what we'll do is to first bring our attention to the spinning of the chakra, and then the color of the chakra secondly, and then the energetic movement of energy out of the chakra. So what we'll do first is come to an awareness of the root chakra in the pelvic bowl. You might even bring a hand or fingertips that are colored red to the top of your pelvis, pubic bone, and just bring in some awareness to this area. Notice if your hips are tight, if this area feels grounded, or if there's any tension in the body. Bring your breath to that, and then I'd like you to imagine a beautiful wheel of light turning from the left to the right. So it's going to spin up from the left, up and over, and down, back to the left, up and over to the right, down and back to the left. That's counterclockwise. So you can begin that spinning motion with your fingertips, colored red, and bring in the breath. Just imagine and feel that energy starting to move. And you can increase the rotation, spinning faster. You don't need to do it with your hand if you don't want to. You can just give it the visual command to spin. And as you do that, you may take your crystal and give the crystal a command to clear the chakra. And that'll literally, it'll go up the front of the body and out the arm. And the energetics that we like to move out of the chakra are energy implants or old beliefs that have to do with fear, scarcity, competition, feelings of not belonging or not being safe. Those are feelings that exist in the root chakra when that's not balanced. So just allow any of those feelings, if there are any there, any of those beliefs. So beliefs are thoughts and feelings are emotions, and they often get attached to one another. So the spinning helps to raise the vibration of the chakra and give it the command to spin at 100% of its capacity. And allow the fear, the scarcity, the lack of connection, to any beliefs about not fitting in, to just dissolve out your crystal into the earth. And imagine a big bucket where you're dumping these unnecessary and unwanted old patterns. And in its place, call in from your crystal the energetics of I am safe. And I am grounded. I am stable. And I am secure in myself. So we're clearing, spinning, bringing in color, and replacing. So we're going to repeat that a few more times with the rest of the chakras. As we are moving up the chakra system, we're going to use the orange fingertips now on the belly button, or just about an inch below the belly button, is the second chakra. And this one's going to be a little easier to spin. The root chakra is usually the heaviest and the hardest to get going. So if you got that one spinning, that's excellent. So keep that one spinning as you bring up the color from orange to red. Spin the second chakra, left to right. Spin it as fast as it'll go, like you're almost giving it a spin like a top or a saucer. And just say, go. And from this chakra, with the orange and the spinning, we're going to take a deep breath. Hold the crystal away from the body and command any feelings or beliefs about not being enough. Anything in there about I'm not okay. I don't fit in. There's something not okay about me. Those are all old beliefs from childhood. Second chakra carries the identity, who we are, what we believe we are. So as we clear, I am unlovable, could be even, or I don't deserve. Those are some powerful thoughts that need to be cleared. Just let them go. Don't attach. Just let them go. And now we're going to bring in, so you can lay your crystal actually over your belly if you'd like, over that belly button. Bring in, I am enough. I am lovable. I am okay. I am balanced and whole and complete unto myself. And breathe. Let's move on to the third chakra. Bring yellow, gold, sunshine fingertips to the solar plexus and give that a good spin left to right. So from the left up and over like a circle, up and over to the right and then under to the left. And this is the power center. This is where we have a sense of ourselves as assertive in the world, as effective in the world. But it also is a place where we can get caught in power struggles. So let's spin this and take the crystal in hand and take a deep breath, giving that chakra the command to spin at 100% of its capacity. And from this, I clear all power struggles, all attachments to being right. All fear of being too powerful. All fear of hurting someone if I'm powerful. If I'm powerful, I'm taking something away from someone. It's an old belief, especially for women. So let's dump that one. Deep breath. Or perhaps there's a victim tape in there about people always have power over me. I'm a victim. I don't have power. I can't have power. It's not okay. So let's dump that. The reverse of being too powerful is to not be powerful enough. So let that dump out your crystal. Make sure that the crystal has a clear pathway away from your body onto the floor. And give it the command to clear your third chakra. And when that feels complete, reverse the flow and bring the crystal to your tummy, to that solar plexus, and affirm, I am in balance with my sense of power. I hold power with integrity, kindness, compassion and authority. I am balanced in my seniority and my graciousness. I hold power in ease and attunement with the greater good. Deep breath. Now bring your attention to your heart chakra, the green, emerald green in the center of the chest, the center of love and compassion, allowing, acceptance. Bring a spin to the heart chakra with the breath and the color green, spinning from the left to the right, up and over from the left, under to the right, under from the right to left, spinning from the left to the right, spin as fast as the capacity of that chakra will go, and dump through the heart to that crystal in the pointing in the ground, dump all hurt, all unforgiveness, all sorrow and loss. It's a big dump for most of us, so let it spin and let it dump. Don't get attached to any stories. Just breathe and spin. You might even see some blue in there. Maybe some pink or gold coming in from your higher self. And continue to spin. And when that clears out, and that may need a little extra, notice if that your body is starting to lighten up, especially in the heart area. Give yourself permission to release and forgive all hurt. All loss, all sorrow. Breathing in acceptance and peace and ease. And when that feels complete, bring that chakra to your chest, or that crystal, and affirm, I am loved by the infinite oneness of the universe. I am held, I am seen, and I am cherished. And my capacity to give and receive love is now more fully open in a two-way communication with the divine and with the ancient origins of my very being. I say yes to receiving love more deeply than ever before. And with the next breath in, I'm going to have you touch your throat chakra, spinning that in a beautiful sapphire blue. Spinning that from left to right, allowing any unspoken words or even spoken words of that are now regrets to clear out. Give that the command to clear out of your throat chakra into your crystal, into the ground or the bucket that you have beside you. Clear any untruths that you may have spoken inadvertently or intentionally. Clear that so you may speak with integrity and authenticity. Spin that color, spin that blue. And it's the tone of G. If you're a musician or know the scale, it's the note of G. and the vowel sound of I, you want to tone. And when that feels like it's opened more and is spinning at its full capacity, or at least more quickly than it ever has, bring the crystal to your throat. Touch it gently and affirm, I speak my truth with ease and grace, with love and confidence, to inspire, to express myself, my own individuality, with creativity and confidence. Next, bring purple fingertips, nice rich indigo purple, to the center of your head and spin your sixth chakra left to right, opening your third eye. Notice how your whole body relaxes when you begin to get your third eye engaged, which is the very powerful center for intuition and clairvoyance, discernment, good decision making. Very powerful center. So clear out from this if there's any confusion, any sometimes denial will close the third eye. I don't want to see that. I'm not going to look at that. That's too much. So be willing to clear at least a measure of any resistance to seeing the truth as it is, seeing life, seeing yourself, seeing others in a true and balanced way with love and compassion, neutrality, gentle and objective observation, spinning out as fast as possible the capacity of that purple chakra, 100% of its capacity to spin and open at this time. And breathe. And as you dump out confusion and resistance, denial, avoidance, clear that, dump that. When it's complete, bring the crystal and touch it to your forehead and affirm, I see the truth clearly, fearlessly, objectively, and I make good choices as a result with my life. Lastly, we come to the crown chakra. Open that in beautiful white light. And this one spins from the back to the front. It spins flat on the top of the head, back to front. So you go backwards first and open it wide. Spin it at its full capacity. And from this crown chakra, we want to clear any worry and doubt, disbelief, overthinking, overanalysis, or cynicism. All clear, close the crown chakra. So let's clear any of that overthinking, doubting, mistrust. Dump those feelings and thoughts, beliefs, or disbelief. Notice how the head may feel a little lighter without all that heaviness going on in the brain, clearing the doubts and worries. Maybe there's a specific worry or doubt. Dump that out, your crystal into the earth. Then touch the crystal maybe to the back of the head to clear the worry from the medulla center, spinning that out, that limbic brain, that lizard brain that's right at the crux of the back of the neck. There's often a little tension back there where the body and the mind meet. You can spin that, brush your crystal back there, and then dump the energy in the ground. And then bring to your crown from the crystal, lay that on the top of your head, and affirm, I see and then I believe. I trust and I'm open in curiosity and alignment with my higher self. I open to guidance and communication with my higher self and the higher dimensional heavenly beings that guide my life. I trust and I'm curious to learn more. And take a final breath. Take a final moment to brush your body down like you have lint on you, but we're brushing the front of your body. Brush that, just fluff your front of your chakras. One last brush with the crystal wand from top to bottom. And then whoosh whatever was dumped on the floor out the window or the nearest exit point. Clear your space. And then give yourself a moment, perhaps with hands in prayer position in front of you, or just with your crystal on your heart, saying thank you to this being, this mineral, this crystal mineral that has helped you, has lightened your load, and taken a journey with you as your companion to a higher state of consciousness and well-being, health and creativity. Many blessings to you, and thank you for taking this time for yourself. Have a lovely day or evening.